This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Geary, my co-host, and joining us now on the Clearwater Products Hotline, it is Robin Varlman with Livestock Exchange. Robin, good morning. How are we doing?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. We are doing good. A little cooler this morning. It's going to get hot again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It does seem like they're cooling it off a little bit for this weekend for what they're forecasting. Our meteorologist on Monday told us we'd be threatening, you know, the record highs that are set of 105 to 107. And it sounds like they're trying to back those off a little bit. So that's a positive side of things.
Absolutely. It is a positive side of things. And you know what? It is July and it is Colorado. And so, you know, we are game for this, right?
We are accustomed to this. We know what July is here. And, you know, I mentioned it earlier, just keep a little chart and see what time your deodorant fails each day. And that can tell you where we're at.
And again, my advice is if you don't know, ask your coworkers.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how close are you sitting, Brian?
Well, we're, thankfully, we're in different rooms nowadays.
So. He's got a white flag up right now.
Yep,
yeah, I don't
correct.
Know.
I'm just chucking Old Spice at him. Yeah, just chucking it at him. Robin, how are the markets looking here on a Wednesday morning?
You know what, gentlemen? This morning, things are just kind of on the overnight. They were pretty steady this morning when they opened up. They are just a tick off, nothing major drastic. They are down, 6 cents from where we were a couple weeks ago, just flip-flopping around a little bit. So feeders are in that 359 and fats in the 237. So fats are definitely down a little bit, but corn was up a tick. So no big major changes, but, just kind of steady is where we like to see it. So hopefully it'll just kind of balance out and equal out a little bit this morning. So
yeah, that'd be good news. Yeah. Robin, this of course is the time where everybody loves owning cattle again.
Absolutely.
As long as we've got the grass down there, but I know that we've talked about it, but let's have that conversation again, especially with this heat that we are scheduled to have, and even if it's not record highs, boy, those nutrients are just make or break this time of the year.
Oh, my gosh. And salt is so, so important. Make sure that you've got mineral and salt out there. That is so important in these times. I just can't emphasize that enough. So it'll tell you what the cattle are getting out of the, I keep all the salt out. That's me personally. But I can sure tell what the grass is doing by what they're asking for. So, yes, keep all those out. Very, very important. Ample water supply. Clean those tanks. Yes. So don't forget that. That's one of the major important things.
It truly is. It truly is. Robin, I don't know if I ever followed up with you, and I meant to. But yes. Who ended up with the donkeys?
Oh, my gosh. We had a lot of donkeys. And they were cute.
Did you end up with one?
Well, I have one.
Okay.
And his name is Peppy.
Peppy. Okay. Peppy. I was worried when you said his name is. I'm like, Brian, be ready.
I thought she said Epi, and I thought it was after a pen for, allergies.
No. Peppy, and he is adorable. He will just come running up to the fence if you haven't gave him attention. I'm just telling you. He is definitely a male. He's needy. I mean, I didn't say that.
No, you did, and we accept that completely.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I'll accept it.
I totally accept it. I am needy.
Now sounds way worse, but what's his point?
Peppy, he is just there to, I don't know.
Similar question
for when I wanted him.
Same question to your wife, Tanner.
I know. That's why I said, like, I didn't love that comment, because that was my follow-up. And listen, that was we didn't ever have animals on growing up, and still don't, that don't serve some sort of a purpose. That is my dad's one thing. It's like, hey, this is the purpose of this. And I've always said, well, why don't we get this? Why don't we get this? And we've never had that. So how long have you had Peppy around the farm there, Robin?
A couple months.
Oh, he's new.
Yeah, he's new. He was little, and he was cute, you know. That's the bad thing about a woman, you see. They're cute, and they're little, and they're babies, so we got to have them.
Yeah,
that's
right. Well aware. I've been fending that off since I met my wife of, hey, we need this. No, we don't. No, we don't.
And hey, I enough, you know, I mean, you know.
You don't need to explain. You don't need to explain anything to me. Donkeys are cute. I would have one too, and that's the purpose they serve, is to amuse me and make me happy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Brian had to come to your defense there, because I was going to give you a hard time about just throwing hay to Peppy, but I'm
glad.
No,
these were the answers I give my wife when the same thing is brought up, because I'm fun.
Robin, what do you got in store for us this week at Livestock Exchange?
Absolutely, gentlemen. We have a phenomenal sale lined up this week on the cattle side of things. We have a little bit of everything coming in. We do have some feeders coming in. We have some couple of horses coming in, older horses. And we have got bred cows, and we've got pairs. So we've got a lot of stuff going on here. And that's this Thursday. We start at 9 o'clock with our weigh cows and bulls, go to the baby calves. And I think I'm going to have around 12 or 13 of those calves in that 250, 300-pound range as well. And so those will be around 11:45, and then pairs and breads at noon, and then stocker feeders to follow. So we'll have a nice sale lined up, and they can sure log on to the website and look at any of those advanced consignments. We'll be checking those pairs, mouthing them. They have been with the bulls, so if you're still looking for some black baldy cows, we do have some of those here today. And then we are gaming up. We've got a lot of hay coming in for the hay auction, and then also our consignment auction. And I want to tell you, gentlemen, we have some phenomenal equipment out here. We've got some really nice stock trailers out here. Gosh, a 2026 GR stock trailer. We've got a couple of aluminum trailers as well, really nice. 2013 Titan 28-footers, 2013 Platinum aluminum trailer 28-footer. We've got just got in consignment Case IH round baler, RBX 561, excellent condition. Rolling out of the baling, and we've got the swather and everything that goes with it. We've got a lot of nice stuff, feed trucks. We've got antique shoe drill with a wood box on it if you're looking for some yard art or something to restore. We've got all kinds of good things. So I encourage everybody to log on to the website. It has everything on there as well. The two feed trucks we've got at 89 International with the mooring box on it. Everything works good, runs good. Everything I've got talking about, and we have got a fantastic, if you're looking for a 60-foot boom bucket truck, we've got that as well. So there'll be lots of the 2017 Dodge Ram 3500 clean, one owner, a lot of really nice things, a windmill. So log on to the website at livestockexchange.org. And check us out, and it'll have videos of anything that's running on there, as well as Cattle USA. So there's two ways to look at everything that we have consigned, and it'll be updated. It's updated daily. So if you've got something that you need to sell or get gone, we can sure do that for you, whether it be cattle or hay, or if you've got some equipment or yard. You know, we have lawn care stuff on this auction as well. So lots of stuff out there. And again, that will be next Saturday, the 18th. But come see us this Thursday. Check out what we got in the lot over there, and get ready to come see us again next weekend.
Is that is that sale going to be on Cattle USA as well, Robin? Is that going to be?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
It will be live and be on Cattle USA. So you can bid on the phone, or you can stand out there and bid right there. So, or bid if you're sitting at home, you've come by and looked and seen what you wanted. We've got definitely more ways than one that you can bid and buy.
That is awesome. And you literally do have a little bit of everything for everyone out there. So get ready for that. And forgive me, Robin, what time does that start next Saturday?
Yes, the hay sale will start at 10 o'clock, just like normal. And then this sale, the consignment sale, will start at 1. So
There you go. Make your plans to get down there. Robin, as always, we thank you so much for your time, your insight, and we'll let you get back to Pet and Peppy out there.
Absolutely, gentlemen. You know, whether it's politically correct, but Peppy, you know, he is an ass, but he's a really nice one.
And that is perfectly correct. And everybody wants one of those.
How long were you debating whether you should say that or not is my question, Robin.
Probably since I said Peppy. But you guys are politically correct. So
always.
I love what you guys do. I appreciate you so much.
Robin, thanks so much for your time. There you go. There's Robin Farlman, Livestock Exchange.
She's great.
I knew, like, I could hear it. I'm like, what is she wanting to say right now?
Well, and did you hear the change in her voice every time she spoke of Peppy?
Mm-hmm.
There was just I mean, it changes. You could just hear the cuteness.
Just an absolute waste of money.
Not at all.
Absolute waste of money there. But check it out. The consignment auction going to be going on next Saturday. LivestockExchange.org. That's LivestockExchange.org. That'll get underway at 1 o'clock. I know there's a lot of good equipment down there on that. So I know.
Well, sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, there's.
I understand a word she said about it. But I'm, yeah.
That was expected. That was expected. Very good. LivestockExchange.org. All right. Let's get a break here. Let's jump out to the Daybreak Ag Report.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.